You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It's listener-powered, KEXP. Just heard music from Motorhead, the song Ace of Spades. Right before that, Boss Hog, Wichita Gray, and Lisa Prank starting off that set, Love is Dumb, from Adult Teen, Lisa's new record. Lisa's playing this year's Capitol Hill Block Party tomorrow. And right now, in the live room, also playing Capitol Hill Block Party tomorrow, Thunder Pussy, and I believe the weekend is officially starting. Right now, Thunder Pussy live on KEXP.
Thank you.
Thunder Pussy live on the afternoon show, playing the Capitol Hill Block Party tomorrow at 4:45. Thunder Pussy, Molly Sides, Whitney Petty on the guitar, Molly on vocals, Leah Julius on bass, and Ruby Dunphy on drums. And welcome to KEXP.
Thank you.
We made it.
You did. It's so great having you here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for inviting us.
You bet. Perfect for a Friday afternoon, too. Now, you've been taking the city by storm with the live performances, but you're still relatively new and unknown to a lot of folks. So tell me about how the band got together. We got a demo in 2014,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you did. You've had that for
at
a while.
We have, yeah.
We spray painted those, made our own little pamphlets, showed up at that front desk, went, here you go.
Yeah.
And we played it.
Yeah, you did.
It's so awesome, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't thank you enough. I mean, this is the greatest.
You kidding?
This is the greatest radio station in the world. You can literally just bring your demo to the radio station and it might get played.
That's it's cool. True. It's true. But yeah. We feel just honored to be able to play the music. You guys make it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. We love making it. And honestly, I mean, it's just what it's we have. It has to come out of us. So to answer your question, this was pretty organic for us to get together and start making music.
We were all in different bands, though.
Exactly. We'd all met at other gigs and different stuff like that. And except for Ruby, who's the newest member of the band, and she just kind of got roped in.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome, actually. She just kind of... There was rumors that we needed a new drummer.
Yeah, you'd been having sub-drummers for a while. Right. Ruby, can you grab the mic for a sec there?
Bye.
So you actually kind of have a jazz training.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So how does that convert to Thunder Pussy and just playing really hard rock and music?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a really bluesy sound that Thunder Pussy has. So, you know, it's really easy to just finesse into that with all of my training.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, me too. I could hear it in that last song, Fever, just some really nice subtle touches in it. So, well, welcome to the band. So the band is together now. Again, we've had some demos for a couple of years. You posted them up on your site. Mm-hmm. Did Jack and Dino work with you? Have you worked with Jack?
Yes.
You did, yeah.
That was actually, we wrote a few songs. We kind of got roped into another awesome project. We made a movie. All of us made a movie last summer, a movie called Danger Diva. I don't know if you are aware of Shredder Orpheus by Robert McGinley back in the day, but he kind of did a sequel. Anyways, yeah. we wrote two tracks for that, and we got to record with the mastermind Jack Endino.
How was that?
Father of,
he's great. Jack has really perfect pitch. It's like almost kind of otherworldly.
Freaky.
And also kind of annoying. You're like, Jack, I don't hear it out of tune. Like, really? Is it out of tune?
Play it again. Play it again.
He's amazing behind the controls. So that was like, you know, working with a master, it was really cool.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure a great learning experience. Now, you don't have anything out yet, but you're about to head into the studios, speaking of amazing.
Indeed.
And you are recording your debut with producer Sylvia Massey. And Sylvia has worked with Tool, Johnny Cash, Prince. I mean, so tell me how this came about. You'd laugh.
We were actually just really lucky. There's this website called Creative Live where you can basically take online classes. And Sylvia Massey was roped in to do a recording workshop for 2 days. And we randomly were the band that got asked to do it. So we spent 2 days at a VAST studio with her back in March. And I think... after about an hour of us, after we met her, the four of us, we like walked in the other room. We were like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah.
Like this is the one. And so the 2 days were fantastic. And
she was probably feeling the same way.
I hope.
I mean,
seems
she said so, and she agreed to make the record. So those are all good starts.
So what happens? Like, where are you going to do it?
We're going to Ashland, Oregon, where she has a studio.
Mm-hmm.
But we
and have you already written all the material?
Yes.
We're just, actually, it's funny, we've been so hyper-focused on writing new material. The festival this weekend, Block Party, has sort of crept up on us, and now we had to go back and rehearse some of the songs we're playing now, some of our older songs, and we were all kind of joking, like, I hope we can remember our older songs, because once you get in that writing mode, you're just, everything else kind of falls away. So we're writing a lot of new stuff. Sylvia's... asked us to just make as much music as we can. So
I think the number was 50.
50 songs.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She wanted 30 to 50 song starts.
And have you been sending her songs in advance? Yeah. So you're getting feedback going already.
And that's kind of the best part about this process too, is actually hearing somebody else's feedback. Because once you get, you know, you dive into a project or into new material, you get stuck in it and you can't really, it's like you're in the bottom of a well and you're like trying to figure out how to get out, or the other sounds, and then all of a sudden somebody else has more input, or like
it's
they
nice
hear
for somebody to go stop working on
critiques.
That song.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Yeah, you're like, okay, yeah. Cool, thanks.
She'll be that critical.
Yeah. She's already been great, and we've been going back and forth, and yeah, I mean the next step is just getting down there, and you know, we're trying to raise the funds. It's a big commitment for us. We really wanted to do it right and do the album that we hear in our minds. And since Sylvia is just sort of, it seemed like listening to her material that she's done in the past and the song that she did for us, it was so easy for her to sort of get what we wanted, the sound, and we heard it back. And we all got up and embraced her when we heard the first playback. We were like, wow, that sounds exactly the way it should sound. So, yeah, we basically told her we would do whatever it takes to get down there. And she's wants us to spend 21 days. So it's an investment for us. And we're like, I wake up every day like a little giddy schoolgirl. Like, oh, my God, we're going to make a record.
Yeah, are that's got to be exciting, you know, yeah, having your dreams manifest. So you're... it's a big investment, so you need to raise money and stuff.
Yeah, we're probably going to do a little crowdfunding, and we're saving every penny that we have, you know, and we're gonna make it happen. Yeah. We're so excited.
Everybody I talk to, you know, every artist in varying phases of their career, like I had the Jayhawks on a couple days ago, they've been in every kind of major, minor label configuration, and
yeah,
they crowdfunded their last record, and it went really well for them, so it just seems like an awesome model.
Well, and it's also an interesting way that we kind of have to do things now, just as, you know, as artists, as people, but
and
it's more community-oriented, you know, it's like, oh...
Yeah.
We support each other.
I know, right? It's
a weird thing, but
that's kind of the KEXP model. It's great.
Yeah.
So for people to find out more information, they should just go to your website.
Absolutely.
ThunderPussyUSA.com.
ThunderPussyUSA.
ThunderPussyUSA.
Yeah, there'll be some information there. If people feel inclined to help out, they can be steered in the right direction to throw us a bone, and every little bit counts, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So then the plan is you're going to go down, you're going to record, then what happens? Are you going to put it out yourselves? Are you going to kind of see who's interested?
Yeah, I mean...
It's a great question.
Anybody interested?
One step at a time.
Okay, you're doing one step at a time.
Exactly.
Well, let's do another step then. How about some more music?
Yeah,
sounds good.
Again, Thunder Pussy live on the afternoon show and playing the Capitol Hill Block Party tomorrow at 4:45. Go down there, hear some new songs and some old favorites. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thunder Pussy live on the afternoon show, KEXP. Wow. Last track, Thunder Pussy, the song before that, Welcome to the Disco, both of those songs with the Thunder Pussy dancers. Beautifully choreographed routine there.
That's called the Pussy Foot, Kevin.
Excellent. I like the Pussy Foot.
We'll teach you later.
Excellent. I want to learn that. When I watch the band, I definitely want to dance or at least go work out and run. Like, I'm so inspired. The amount of energy that you put out and just the beautiful moves and the choreography, it's just incredible, in addition to the exceptional musicianship.
Wow. Yeah, we've got our dancer here, Molly Sides. You can't stop her. Like, she just dances. I had to wrangle her to even sing. I was like, Molly, just keep the microphone.
Well, it's incredible. Molly, I know that you've been a choreographer and perhaps a performance artist. How important is the theatrical element and the visual component to Thunder Pussy?
Oh, I think, I know. That's very important to all of us, not just me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. There's
a video for Welcome to the Disco that's just beautiful, and it looks like a high budget production. Yes, no.
That's a secret.
We have our ways.
We had we had an incredible team for that. I mean,
we have an incredible team that takes care of us for pretty much everything.
No. Well, they take care of everything with us. they're a powerhouse.
I meant video wise.
Oh no,
we can't shoot.
You're the videographer.
And I can't take care of myself, so it works out.
It's important to have
a
wonderful team, including dog walkers, for sure. Again, Thunder Pussy, thank you so much for coming by. For me, it was really exciting. And for me, I felt important to capture you at this point in your musical evolution.
That means so much to us, Kevin. Honestly, it does. Yes, it really does.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for all your kind words and encouragement. I mean, you and everybody at the station has always been so wonderful to us.
It's our pleasure, and can't wait to have you back after you record the album.
Oh, definitely.
Can't wait to hear it.
Definitely.
Have a great time. Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
Big time.
Thank you so much.
Big time thanks to Scott, Alia, Jim, and Justin on video, Sunita on taking photographs. All that will be up soon. Kevin doing the engineering, Kevin Suggs, Reeves on board opping, and Emma and Joseph and Larry Rose helping out behind the scenes. Thunder Pussy live on the afternoon show. It's KEXP Seattle.